This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Republican Representative Ken Buck's time in Congress will end next Friday. Buck announced today he'll be stepping down after nearly 10 years at the U.S. Capitol. He told CPR News that part of his decision stemmed from frustration with what the job has become, citing that different views about policy now lead to impeachment.
We've taken impeachment and we've made it a social media issue as opposed to a constitutional concept. This place just keeps going downhill, and I don't need to spend my time here.
Buck said his decision to step down now is to minimize the disruption a vacancy election will cause. He says he wants to turn his focus to how we elect leaders after listening to complaints about the current choices for president. There will be a vacancy election in late June to fill out the rest of his term. Kamala Harris was in Colorado for a campaign stop today. The vice president is wrapping up a multi-day sprint through several states as President Biden's re-election campaign kicks into higher gear. Meanwhile, outside the event, about 100 pro-Palestine protesters were calling the vice president a war criminal. Elle Taylor is an organizer with the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Our government funds genocide currently, and the people won't stand for it any longer.
They're asking the Biden administration to call for Israel to put an end to the war in Gaza. A major winter storm is coming. The Front Range could see 8 to 16 inches of snow or more starting Wednesday evening. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.